off top. My first off top is, you know what my first off top is going to be? It's going to go back to Antonio Brown. So if you
the guy you hate to talk about?
I don't hate him. I mean, I feel like he's a...
I think last time you talked about him, you were like, I'm sick of talking about him.
Definitely, I know I would have said that. I feel like he definitely has, and we saw from his agent, now former agent, Drew Rosenhaus, saying that, stepping away and telling the NFL Players Association that he wouldn't mind representing him again if he takes the first steps to getting help. I think that's something that we've talked about since what took place in Oakland, that it's, I mean, it's really clear, and you can go before that back with the Steelers, that Antonio Brown has some issues, man. I mean, some of you can say it's just ego, but a lot of that has to do with mental issues and unresolved issues from his childhood. He wasn't close to his father. His father was in and out of prison. I'm not putting it all on that, because there are a lot of people that have incarcerated parents who aren't in his situation in two ways. One, regardless of how you feel about him, he's pushed himself to be one of the greatest receivers in his generation easily. Mm-hmm. So that's props to his work ethic. But part of that fuel that fuels him is also, well, I don't know, it's a demon in his right shoulder. Police are investigating a possible battery outside the home of free agent wide receiver Antonio Brown on Tuesday afternoon. The alleged victim, a driver of moving trucks seen outside Brown's home, said that he was battered by Brown and his trainer, Glenn Holt. According to police, Holt was arrested and charged with one count of burglary. With battery, police say Brown is a suspect, but he has not been arrested or charged, and attempts to make contact with him were unsuccessful.
He need help, man.
Yeah.
He's spiraling out of control.
Last week, he was cursing out the cops.
Yeah.
Had his baby mamas there. The kids were right there.
Kids right there.
Yeah, that was, to me, that was the hardest one. And the kid, you can see the kids let their dads, and was just like, bye, dad. And it's just like, he's talking down to her. He's talking to the cops and all that. And it's just like,
You don't want to
antagonize the popos?
Well, that too, number one. But number two, man, you don't want to act like that in front of your shorts.
Because you're telling them it's okay, and that's what you're doing.
You're basically a model. You are their model.
Well, play devil's advocate, I'm sure some people will say that she knows her relationship with Antonio Brown, and it probably was going to be acrimonious when she showed up.
But even if you have an issue with,
I'm with you.
Yeah, don't do that in front of. Don't do that in front of your kids.
Yeah.
But he's spiraling out of control. Unfortunately, it's you just like the report that came out today. Unfortunately, you just kind of waiting for the day. It's kind of like, yeah, Antonio Brown has been incarcerated. Antonio Brown has been hurt in some kind of way. I don't want to speak of the ultimate thing what could possibly happen, but it's kind of like, man, you just need to slow down. Sometimes, man, when cats get in a situation like that, something needs to be taken away from them.
The football's taken away.
Yeah, but he still got bread, though. He still got,
got taken away, too.
Well, his contract got taken away. I don't know the man's pockets, so I don't know if he's stashed away money. I don't know if he's blowing money. I don't know.
But you know he was planning on a big payday.
Everybody.
That was his grand scheme.
He had that counted already.
Because that was his grand scheme, get out of Oakland. Don't need to, I'll get the big payday that I want.
And people, you look in New England, was willing to work with him.
Maybe. We still don't know.
We saw Tom Brady. Come live with me. I mean, you know.
But he knew one year there, he was golden for that paycheck.
Well, this is the thing. He had $30 million that if he would have waited to that Tuesday and not that Saturday, he would have gotten from the Raiders. Now, the contract he had after being released and signing with the Patriots, if he stayed there 2 years, he would have made that $30 million up.
Mm-hmm.
Most people feel like they probably wouldn't have kept him that second
probably
year.
Not.
Yeah.
So that's my only caveat to just be –
but he was figuring, I'd be with Tom Brady, I'd be with the Patriots, we'd go to the playoffs, I would have all this stage, boom, big payday in the offseason.
But he can't get out of his own way. And now you're looking at a person who's potentially like short-circuiting in front of everybody's eyes.
Yeah, I don't.
And also, too, he's filming himself short-circuit.
I'm BB right now. I really don't see him back in the league.
Because
I think he's starting to teeter to a way.
How old is he?
31. I think he's starting to teach. I think the League One is going to be like, you know what? Hold up. Because
he was just working out with the Saints before the playoffs.
Yeah, but the Saints didn't get the okay. Hmm. Why didn't they bring him in? Because the league probably told him as soon as you sign him, he's going to be on the commissioner's exempt list.
Yeah.
So what's the purpose?
Right.
Yeah, I think if anybody now knows that it's kind of – it would have to be in the beginning of the season. He would have to sign at the beginning of the season, so you know eventually.
You got to know the rule in the NFL. I mean, it really, it doesn't even make any sense to take a PR hit. Now, I'm not saying that you sign him as a PR hit, even though people will say, well, these allegations out from these young ladies. Mm-hmm. But even from the point of the antics that he'll do and he's on your team, even if he's on the exempt list, he's on your team. Why take the hit?
He's showing everybody, everybody in the world, hey, look at me as I'm spiraling out of control.
It's not a fact.
So I agree with you. It's like, why would I even want to take a risk on that? He's 31 years old. Like I said, I don't know the brother's pockets. Hopefully he has his money. But in situations like this, you have to get something taken away from you to kind of bring you back down to reality. He's still living as if I'm Antonio Brown, NFL superstar. I'm out here buying, you know, saying, doing all kind of crazy stuff like that. I'm still living that lifestyle. In so many words, he needs to be humbled. And that's the most.
You would want a brother to be humble, wouldn't you?
In his situation, he needs it, man. He's spiraling out of control. I'm telling you, I'm just waiting for the next tweet to say something's happened to Antonio Brown.
Hopefully not.
That's what dude, when I saw that today, something was an active shoot. Well, not an active shoot. It was an active something going on in front of his house.
Yeah.
It's like, what the hell is going on here? Did something happen to him? Did he get hurt in some kind of way? You know, I hope that's not going to be the case, but the brother needs some help off the top. So, I'm going to go back to the MLB Hall of Fame. I just want to throw this question out there. And I know we're fans of him. And I know in a sense of, we know that he was wrong.
Yes.
Is Barry Bonds ever going to get into the Hall?
Are you crazy? They're getting in like next year or the year after?
You think so?
Dog, did you see how their numbers jumped?
Did it go up to like 50%?
61 and 60%? They're at 61 and 60.
All right. So that
they're 15 points away from getting in the Hall.
Okay, so this is my question though.
Curt Schilling, real quick.
Yeah, what did Curt Schilling
do? Schilling is at 70% now.
He's at 70?
Yes.
You need 75?
Roger Clemens is at 61. Barry Bonds is at 60%. Omar Vizquel is at 42 and Scott Rowland is at 17. There's not a question.
I don't know if Scott Rowland's a Hall of Fame, but anyway.
There's not a question that Barry Bonds and Roger Clemens are getting into the Hall of Fame.
And you just said Curt Schilling.
Curt Schilling, he's in there. He's 5% away.
The only thing keeping him out is his mouth. Political views.
Yeah, which shouldn't matter.
Okay, so here's another part of the question then. You just say like they're like 15% away, and obviously it comes down to the voters of MLB. Of Major League Baseball writers. Do we think that 15% is going to be hardened and not let them in? Because eventually, the whole thing is those writers got to either get phased out or, so many words, kind of die out.
That's what's
happening. Die out in the process.
Yeah, that's I think that's already happening. Yeah.
Dude, they jumped up like 50%. Mm-hmm. They jumped up about like 50, 45%.
Okay.
And the more this cheating scandal thing keeps going on and people think about it, they're probably going to be more and more likely to let them in because they know they're going to probably have to let in some of these guys.
They also know that guys,
if they're going to be around,
they're also alleged guys who have been let in. Like some people have questions about Jeff Bagwell. You have, you know what I'm saying? You have, Mike Piazza. You have Mike Piazza. Like there are guys who, I'm going off the alleged, but there are guys who got in who people already question. So if you're going to do that, then you can't hold the greats of that era out.
And you put Bud Selig in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
All right. You got to guess around the crowd. All right, cool. Listen, I hope he gets in. I think he should have been in years ago. Because when did Barry Bonds retire?
Well, I think the big thing.
10 years ago?
Well, the big thing is punishing him. Like, that was the whole point. Like, the voters are using the Hall of Fame as a way to punish these guys. So it was like they had to go through years and years of punishment before, because everyone was saying this at the time, in like 10 years when we're talking about this, they'll probably get in because everyone will eventually be okay with it.
Last year, Schilling was at 60, Clemens at 59, Bonds at 59. Real quick, I'm going to give you 2018 where they were at.
Yeah.
In 2018, Clemens was at 57, Bonds was at 56.
But I think next year they're expecting a huge jump for those guys.
You're getting these guys out the way.
Yeah. I mean, those voters would have to, in a sense of just voting, kind of die out.
Yeah.
And you would have these younger voters who either grew up watching these guys or also kind of look at it the way we look at it. Dude, all y'all made money off this. All y'all know what was going on. You got to let these guys
in. Well, I think it's what Ken said. Like, it's not so much the money as it's like we don't fully know which guys are clean and not.
And we know. Yeah.
And if there's already a guy in there with question marks, then how can you hold back other question marks?
You know they're holding the hell out of Sammy.
I was going to ask. That was my next question. If you had the numbers, what was Sammy numbers?
Roger
Sammy
Clemens
numbers.
Had, this is 2016, 45, and Bonds had 44. I think Sammy,
Did Sammy go up?
Sammy even had 17 or 27 this year.
Damn.
Well, I mean, because.
But I don't think Sammy Sosa's a Hall of Famer anyway, though.
That's all I was about to say. Sammy. Yeah.
Sammy Sosa, Mark McGwire, those guys are not Hall of Famer.
He had a Hall of Fame season with Mark McGwire.
Seasons.
No, I'm saying just that summer of 98.
Yeah.
Still that's
to
really
the point,
it.
Though. I mean, Sammy had 3 years of hitting 60.
But he was hitting.
That's the other thing.
Yeah.
But, I mean, still, we know that, again, I think we talked about this last week, that Sammy was a guy that you looked at can get 30 for 30, a 30-30 season, 30 steals, 30 home runs. But he wasn't viewed as being, he was a better defender at this point.
He went on MASH.
A Hall of Famer. Right. So clearly, I think some of us, and a lot of people say, well, how can you pick and choose? Because you really don't know. There's no clear information. But I think most of us believe that Sammy being a Hall of Famer is a result of putting on that strength that allowed him to MASH those.
And plus, he didn't win anything. Like, if you at least were a winner. Mark McGwire has a bunch of World Series, at least.
Yeah, what does Bonds have?
Bonds has the records, though. Bonds has the numbers that
he
you
just
want.
Has his.
I'm playing devil's advocate. I don't think
his numbers.
I think Sammy doesn't have the numbers, and on top of it, he wasn't a winner, so right. It's really hard to build.
It would have been a thing.
But he was a Cub too. There wasn't a lot of winning.
No,
that's
true.
Not on him. That's on that organization.
Yeah, it's not on him. But that's a case to get.
Let's
him.
Just say that 03 team would have won the World Series.
Sammy last year had 8.5%
big time. How much?
Have me.
8.5 last year.
Yeah, he's not going.
He getting in, but like I said, though, I think we all can say. Well, I don't think.
Well, that was the year before.
I think he should get into the Hall of Fame.
I don't think he should. But the problem with that is if you're letting other cats in, he had.
Yeah, who was the White Sox that got in thanks to the committee?
Harold Baines.
Yeah. Harold Baines.
That's when it's like okay. Yeah,
this year, Sammy had 13.9%.
Can you write the story of baseball without Harold Baines? Probably, but you can't write it without Sammy. And summer of 98?
Yeah, true.
Yeah,
you're right about that.
I don't think, for instance, for how I feel and being here, I don't think Sammy, prior to being a steroid user, is a Hall of Famer.
Right.
All right? But what Sammy Sosa did in the entirety of his career, he deserves to be a Hall of Famer. You let the greeny guys in. You let when the blacks weren't in there, you let the dead ball guys in there.
Right.
Like, I'm just saying, what Sammy did for that spectrum, that's Hall of Fame numbers, inflated or not.
But do you
think? I think I'm not putting them the same thing. I don't know if Alex Rodriguez used steroids since he was supposed to be at Miami U.
Yeah.
But I know how physically gifted he is. He still had something on top of whatever performance.
That's what I'm talking about with Barry Bonds. That's in the same. It's but his physical Barry, gifts. Is
I
like
think we know,
he is the best. He's the best baseball I
think
I've
know
seen
with
in my life.
Barry, though,
Barry Bonds
we saw him clean at one point. I think we know the same with Clemens from where the Red Sox thought he was done out of the natural life of out of a pitcher when they traded him to Toronto, and then how he came back after that when he started juicing.
And it was crazy, though, because I think was Barry in Pittsburgh for 10 years?
Maybe nine.
And I know Clemens was in Boston for about 10 years.
About 10.
Yeah. Because everybody was talking like, oh, well, maybe not so much Barry. Everybody thought Clemens was done. Yeah, everybody thought he was
Toronto
done.
Toronto had two phenomenal years.
Sure did.
And then the Yanks traded Wells for him.
And he got, two World Series out of them?
Did he get two?
I know he got one.
He definitely got one.
I think he might have got two World Series out of them. He might have been in the tail end of that three-peat. I think they got one more. Because Derek Jeter has, five championships? Yes. Yeah, he has five championships. I think Clemens might have been on the last two, and then they won, obviously, the last one with him and A-Rod and all those guys.
Clemens wasn't on that one, though.
No, he wasn't on that one. He was out of baseball by then.
Yeah, because that was a C.C. Sabathia.
Yeah, that was C.C. Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. But, hey, listen. It's good to see that these guys are finally
two-time champ.
Two-time champ, right? Yeah. So he was, 99
and 2000.
99 and 2000. Yeah, yeah. But, yeah, it's good to see those numbers going up.
Yeah. I mean, I hate to say it's good, even though I feel like those two out of the steroid guys deserve to be in.
Mm-hmm.
They have been punished. You could say they've been punished longer. We've heard the detractors and how everyone wants to correlate the steroid uses with, what – the Houston and the Red Sox have done, and on top of that, what Pete Rose has done. And on my last hot take. I told y'all to get that BS out of here. What?
Is Roger Clemens, not Roger Clemens, Curt Schilling, is he a Hall of Famer to you?
Hell, oh, yeah. Yeah.
No doubter?
Hell yeah.
What they, okay, what him and Randy Johnson did that one year, and that was already with like a playoff
guy.
Yeah,
that's a little bit more Curt Schilling.
Yeah,
and I'm a, listen. When I say Randy, I mean I'm a big Randy guy.
And I mean he come back.
I mean
he came back with the Red Sox and that start with the bloody sock.
Dude, my favorite pitchers, my lefty righty, are Pedro and Randy Johnson. He in some ways helped take both of them to the World Series.
Mm-hmm.
Like, so for me, that's it. Like, yeah, he was better than was my favorite guy.
Don't forget when we was on the Phillies. Really?
Yeah. So
and he was great there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, no, Curt Schilling is what if Robert Horry was averaging 20 points a game and doing that.
Yeah, right.
Like that. Like,
You're already one of the top players, but playoff time, yeah, playoff big time is another.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, yeah. There's very few players. Like, when we grew up here and Reggie Jackson being Mr. October, like when it comes to pitching, that's Curt Schilling.
Yeah,
and so
big time games.
Yeah, dude, I have to say that I know that the pitchers' wins are devalued, and it started during that era.
It wasn't the same thing,
but still, Curt Schilling was money in the effing bank.
It was
so
in the steroid era.
Yeah. So yes.
Yeah.
So by all means, yeah. And one thing we haven't heard is that Curt Schilling was juicing. Not to say he wasn't, but we've never heard that rumor before.
Yeah. Right.
So Curt Schilling, regardless of the things that come out of his mouth that you may not care for what he did on that baseball field. He's
bona fide.
He's all of them.
All of them.
I don't think it's even a question, to be honest with you.
Ryan, you got one?
Yeah. I saw an interesting article after, I think it was the start of the NBA season. Chandler Parsons was talking about getting healthy.
Yeah.
Did you hear the story today?
Yeah.
Got hit by a drunk driver, allegedly. He didn't cause the accident. This driver was allegedly drunk and hit him, and you're saying it might be career threatening.
Yeah.
Might be done.
May have brain injury. Well, he does have brain injury.
He has a some kind of disc thing and a torn labrum.
Yeah.
Mm. That's sad. I didn't hear about the brain injury though.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah.
I feel like it may be permanent.
Oof.
Yeah. So shout out to Chandler Parsons, man. He's had a rough deal since his time in Dallas, basically.
And he really thought he was gonna come back and be something, even though he hasn't really played and done anything this year. But he thought once he can get past that contract, he can really try to come back and be a positive player again.
Oh, man. I hate to hear that. Young man, too. Like, you probably early 30s, if anything.
Yeah, I think he was 29.
He's still in his 20s.
Maybe wrong on that.
I thought he was at least by 30 by now.
He could be.
That's sad to hear, man.
Mm-hmm.
That is sad to hear. You never...
31.
31, okay. You never want to hear someone else taking somebody else's life in any kind of way. You know, thankfully, he's not gone. But you never want to hear somebody taking their livelihood away. And then on top of that, he can have probably permanent brain damage.
Yeah, man.
Oh, God.
Just driving. Just going about your regular.
Yeah. Hug your loved ones, man. Stay next. Stay close to you.
And also don't be out here drinking and driving.
That too.
That's why, man, we grew up, we didn't have Uber. Get your ass on the Uber, man. Leave your car there. You lit, man. Like,
I think this guy, even the driver had like booze in the car, open booze, and was like stopped earlier or something. Craziness.
That's bananas, man.
That's sad.
One last one I got.
Yeah.
Anything about Joel Quenneville coming to the UC, playing the Hawks? He's going to get a hero's welcome.
The Panthers are hot right now.
But I mean, more so, is there any symbolism, anything?
Oh, hey, listen, man, he's probably...
Second
what? Second greatest manager in Blackhawks history?
Second modern era best coach in the city of Chicago. Modern era, so we're taking Papa Bear out.
Behind
Phil.
Phil
Jackson. He's having a question.
Yeah, I mean,
he won three.
Does Mike Ditka count as modern era?
Oh, he can, but I mean, he's not better than Phil. And listen, he's not better than Phil or Joe.
No, I don't think he's better than Phil, but I might take him over
now,
Joel.
Phil had Mike, so I'll say he had the whip and Scotty. But I mean, be honest with you, Mike Ditka, he underperformed.
He underperformed. But the
even if they lost,
the NFL though was so.
But not at that time.
Well, back then it wasn't a free agency.
Yeah, it wasn't a free agency.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
So it just couldn't get done. At that time, no. Like you had the whip. You were even if let's just say they went to three and only won one. But dog, they went to one.
Yeah.
So like,
guess who? What? You guess who? By at least three NFC championships.
Yeah, but
because they lost a year before that,
they won a Super Bowl. To the 49ers. Yeah.
And then they went back, I think, another two times or maybe one time.
One to Washington.
Yeah,
they may have lost one to the Giants.
I thought they won against the or lost to the 49ers.
No, that's the year before.
Yeah,
wasn't that's that two they, years after? I thought it was 86 or 87.
No, it could have been. I mean, they were always in the running.
Mm-hmm.
The quarterback issues was a large part of it. Also, even though the year after, the defensive points against was better than the 85 year, but still,
yeah, statistically they were better.
But it's still the same defense.
No, Joe Cornville, I agree with that one. I think he's probably the second greatest. He should, but you know what? Sometimes, man, it's just time to move on. And right now, the Blackhawks, they're surging right now. They're doing pretty well. They're a few points out of the last place.
Is he over Joe Madden, place, too?
A playoff.
Yes. He's over Joe Madden. Because Joe...
Is Quinville over Joe Madden? Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. Joe's over...
Break 100
Joe's
curse.
Over Ozzie.
He had a dynasty. It was a dynasty, dude.
Joe's over Ozzie. Ozzie broke it first. Joe's over Ozzie because Ozzie didn't go to the playoffs enough.
Right.
So Joe and
at least they went to
span,
like four NFC. Yes. I mean, NLC
Joe's over Ozzy, but no, I mean, because you want to say like, yeah, that curse that and it did apply more pressure, but he won three and dog. Baseball doesn't even have a cap, especially then didn't have a cap. Just they basically had a cap these last few years, mm-hmm. but when you're talking about that, you got to go off of the loon. As far as the Blackhawks had to break that team down because they had
after the very first one,
yeah,
they lost Bufflin, lost quite a few guys.
When you think about that and to be able to continue to pull it off, it's not a question, man.
Yeah, it would have been great if he still would have been here, but you know what? Sometimes it's time to move on.
I'm like that usually, but it looks like Stan's like if one guy's gonna stay, it's the problem, and you don't hear about it, but. Jerry Reinsdorf did imply he wished he would have probably chosen Phil over Jerry.
Mm-hmm.
I think that Rocky Wirtz at some point is going to wish he chose Quinville over Bowman. Like, it just would have been – because Bowman hasn't done enough for you to be like, get the coach out. The general manager is the one when it comes to replenishing this roster.
Right now, the Blackhawks are sitting fourth in a wild card standing. They're 24-20. Like I said, they're kind of streaking, but the Panthers.
So they're two out?
I believe so. And the Panthers are right now the lead in the division. I mean, not the lead in the division, but they're 30 in Atlantic. Yeah.
They're trailing the second wild card, and there's a third team in front of them.
I got an urgent update.
A
fallen iguana alert has been issued in Florida due to the cold temperatures. Don't assume they're dead, officials say.
Who is this?
Falling iguanas. Iguanas are falling.
From the sky?
From the trees, probably.
From the trees.
Yeah, because
they're cold-blooded. And it's cold down there.
Oh, so damn. How cold is it in Florida?
I don't know. Look at your computers right there.
Nah, I mean, I'm saying, but you got to be pretty damn cold to be able to, for iguanas to start falling out of the tree.
The sky.
You ever see Magnolia? What's it called? Magnolia? Tom Cruise movie?
Steel? No. Yeah, I think it is Magnolia.
I think it's Magnolia. Yeah, the frogs start flying.
I didn't see that.
Raining. Frogs start raining from the sky.
I didn't see that.
It's a wild movie, boy. Wild movie.
I wanted to.
But that was like one of the seven deadly plagues or whatever.
It was so I gotta go back and watch that movie again. It was trippy.
Was Pharaoh around when this was
No, he was like a
let my people go.
He was like a preacher or something. He was some type of guy who used to do speeches or something like that. That and Vanilla Sky. He dropped those two movies back to back. You ever seen Vanilla Sky?
Mm-mm.
Ooh.
It's a joint.
That was wild. I swallowed your
me four times the other night, David. You've been inside me.
Julie.
I swallowed your that means something.
That's the line of
it's like, what's the name?
Cameron Diaz.
Product control. Something control. Look, we used to love.
Vanilla Sky was wild.
We used to laugh at Vanilla Sky. He was.
You ever seen it?
Mm-mm.
Oh,
that was some good.
Watch it.
That was some good Tom Cruise. And it was a different type of movie. That was some good Tom Cruise.
Yeah, it was. But I think that Magnolia movie was came out right around that. Like, well, he on some like trippy stuff right now. It was interesting.
That's what happened when you start to make so much money, and it's like I want to do something different.
One of those famous directors did that. I forgot which one. Magnolia.
I look it up.
Like Stephen Sondheim or Paul Thomas Anderson, one of those.
All right, we're going to come on back and break down NFL Championship Sunday and preview the Super Bowl. Dee and Davis Show.